Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Bolton. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kaminsk takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Romine hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heap. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. O'Brien scores. Carter moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Reed moves to second. Danny Heap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaminsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Romain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Kaminsk moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Kaminsk tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Romine is 0-for-1 in the game. Romine hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive towards the mound. Bolton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sasky is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roman is 0 for 2 in the game. Roman hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera bunts, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sasky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sasky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Roman is 0 for 3 in the game. Roman strikes out. One out. Randy Cutcher pinch hits for Jim Rice. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cutcher strikes out. Two outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Ed Romero pinch runs for Rick Cerrone. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gettman now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaminsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Romine. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Kaminsk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Lee Smith now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heap is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.